This is Film for Thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
Much like Anthony Hopkins in Silence of the Lambs, Ralph from Wreck-It Ralph was not a bad guy. He just played a bad guy in the video game that was an allusion to the 1980s Donkey Kong. He was basically the Kong in that. So now he's back with a sequel, Ralph Breaks the Internet. In this one, he's not so much as rescuing the princess as he is going to rescue her video game that he has destroyed inadvertently, which is a driving game. So it's a little bit of a nostalgia for 80s arcades, which have gone mostly by the wayside, although there is a bit of a market for traveling pinball / video game expos, kind of like Comic-Con. So there are avid video game players out there. It's just not on every corner like it was 40 years ago. So Ralph comes to terms with this by learning about this thing called the internet. Of course, what a great canvas for a creative artist to have as a backdrop is the internet. So mashing up an 80s character into the internet carries with it all kinds of fun things, learning about comments, learning about eBay, and figuring out that eBay is like the universal value system, and finding ways to make money online. And a movie that's not X-rated is a triumph. And what we have is a very clever deconstruction of internet with comedic force. And there's a notable Disney princess scene where we get to meet all the Disney princesses. Of course, this is a Disney movie, so they have all the likenesses. You get to see them off duty, does some deconstructing of the idea of princessification and Disneyfication, and is sort of subversive and transgressive in a positive way, showing people being real and not necessarily just in the beauty myth manner. So how does it end? Our hero gets turned into a million tiny Wreck-It Ralphs. It's kind of a terrifying vision of King Kong turned into a million King Kongs, turned into like a giant King Kong as he climbs a building. And it does sort of show the speed at which negative stories can accelerate on the internet, and so there's a metaphor there. Great creative movie, and a notable way to spend a little time thinking about what it exactly it is that the internet does.